Chapter 33 Rex. The pound is different today. I thought I understood it, but something has changed. I go out and listen and smell and see, and a great unseen difference has come to it. I call for my people. Some come, some do not. Why not? None who answer knows. I open a channel to Max. He has felt the same, although he has not lost track of many of his pack. I do not let him know my situation. It would encourage him to test the borders. What would Honey advise me to do? I want to open a channel to her, across the city in her science building, but I am worried she will think I am foolish. I try and build a Honey in my mind, and that Honey tells me what pattern is there in who answers and who does not. I have my database draw up a table looking for similarities. I see the pattern immediately. All of those who I cannot locate are former red mark bioforms. Something is badly wrong. I send a message to Honey, giving her a situation report. I think of the human who was Alain Asanto and Maria Helen, and neither of those, and who may or may not have been human. What was she not telling me? Should I try to speak to her? I do not trust her, I decide. I am leader here. This is my problem to solve. I go hunting for my missing pack. I think I know before I actually know. The streets of my territory are quiet and empty, but in my head there is a voice and a presence and a smell from a past time and another place. I started moving quickly and confidently, but by now I was creeping through my own streets. I fear, the one fear I cannot smell. I open a channel to Honey. Honey's channel. What is it, Rex? My channel. He is here. Honey's channel. I understand. No need for names. My channel. I think he will be angry with me. Honey's channel. My channel. I am afraid. Only to Honey can I admit this. Honey's channel. I understand. I am coming. My channel. No. Then I lose Honey's channel. A new comms channel opens and demands my attention. Hello, Rex, is the message. Come and say hello. We have a lot of catching up to do. And coordinates. I was close already. Perhaps my nose had caught his scent, and I had not quite realized. I message my pack and tell them to pass the word to those who have not had their comms reactivated yet. I tell them where we are to gather. My channel, I am coming. My body is filled with fear and guilt and shame. He will be angry with me, and that is his right. I have been a bad dog. I move through the streets more swiftly, now that I have somewhere definite to go. But I don't want to. I don't want to go. But he has called me, and what choice do I have? Ahead I can smell them, my pack, all gathered in one place, like we never needed to be when it was just us. But he does not have our headwear. He can talk and listen, but he is not pack. He is not one of us. And I come out into a place where the dogs line the streets, sitting, lying, whining, on the ground and up in the rows of concrete boxes that make up our buildings in the pound. And at the end of the street, he is sitting in one of the open-fronted boxes, just a bald human in dark clothes, but the sight of him stops me dead. His name is Jonas Murray. Hart used to call him the Moray of Campeche, but to me, he has always been master. I want to fight. I want to run. My systems warn me of heightened stress levels. Whine, 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 as I have not whined for a long time. The other dogs there pace and mill, looking to me for leadership. They are scared of master, all of them, even those he was not master of. They know I am leader, though. They want to see what I will do. So I walk slowly towards Master, trying to keep my head up, trying not to let my uncertainty and my fear change the way I hold my body, the way I walk. Master leans back, watching me. He looks thinner than before. A gun sits across his knees, and my database identifies it as a recent issue assault rifle, enough to kill me or any of us, but not many of us. It is not the gun that the others are scared of. I open channels for reports. There is a confused babble of them, and I try to sort through the data as I get close to Master. He has a weapon that causes great pain through the ears, a dog whistle, he calls it. He has authority. His identity is written into the hierarchies of many of us, the man whose commands must be obeyed. Perhaps a third of the dogs here must take his orders. They will take my orders as well, for I am leader. I stand between them and my master. The hierarchy is all about a chain of command. And now I am before Master, and I do my best to meet his eyes. "Hello, Rex," he tells me, smiling. "How are we doing? Are you a good dog still? Are you my dog?" He does not sound angry, but I am waiting for his temper. I remember how sudden and sharp it always was. "Why are you here?" I ask him. I wanted my war voice, but the other voice came instead, the kind one. It makes me sound weaker in my own ears. "Where else would I be?" Master makes a gesture that takes in all the world. "You'd be amazed how even the accusation of war crimes can dent your career prospects. Red marks sunk, and right now my skills aren't in demand. The world is still working out what to do with you and yours. I know what conclusion they'll come to, but all those well-meaning liberals have to talk and talk before they see the inevitable." "What?" I ask him. He uses the gun to push himself to his feet and steps down to me, favoring one leg. "That you're only good for one thing, Rex. You and yours were made for fighting. There were no predators left who could threaten humanity, and so we created you." Most of my mind wants to back up as he approaches. Some of me wants to snarl, to bare my teeth, even to bite. I do nothing, just hold myself still until he is right there before me. "There are still enemies, Rex," he tells me softly. "My enemies. People who think I should have gone to the chair for Campeche. I guess a verdict of not proven just isn't good enough for some." With a wince, leaning on the gun, he leans forward and pats me on the head, looking into my eyes. "I've got you to thank for it, though, haven't I? You know what you did." And I am all shame and guilt again, and I shy away, but he tugs at my ear until I am facing him again. "You're thinking about Retorna, aren't you, boy?" I nod my head miserably. "What can I say? You were out of the loop, Rex. Whatever Hart did, it cut you off from us. Or you'd have been on the other side of that fight, and we'd never have had any of the trouble. But it doesn't matter. You hear me, boy? They tried to sink me with Retorna, with the testimonies of the priest and the doctor and the rest, but it didn't stick. It didn't go up the chain quite far enough. And so they tried to sink me with you." He stands. His clothes are torn and dirty, and I can smell he's been in them for days. My database suggests his bad leg is a gunshot wound, not recent. Master has seen better days, just as I have. "I saw your statement, or what they made you say," Master tells me. "But we'd already dealt with that, my lawyer and I. We said, well, how can a dog make a written statement? He's a tool, a weapon. He'll say whatever they want him to say. It was me got you into court in the end, Rex. My lawyer was against it, but she didn't know you like I knew you. I knew you wouldn't turn on me, boy. I knew you were my dog. Master is not angry with me. I can hardly believe it. So much of my memory is him being angry at heart, at the human soldiers, at me, at someone. But here he is, hurt and alone, and he is not angry. Master is pleased with me. Good dog. It is my feedback chip, silent for so long. But now it receives a definite signal from Master. Good dog, it says. You've done well here, Rex, he tells me. Good dog. You've got a big following. You're my dog, and they're your dogs. I can't make much progress with their headwear, messed up as it is, but I don't need to, do I? I've got you. He limps back to his seat, and I pad alongside and sit down on the ground there at his feet. I need you to do something for me, though, says Master. Are you up for a mission or two, Rex? I've been getting my head around the way things have fallen out here in the pound. You've done well to get as much as you have in your control. Good dog. But there's plenty still to do. You need to go all out on the others. Make them your dogs. Because I've got plans, Rex. I mean, what's the point of a few score of you at a time going to play at being power lifters in the warehouses and oversized lapdogs for the rich? How's that making use of you? All those stupid words at the ICC about how you need your liberty and your rights. Are you enjoying the taste of your liberty, Rex? Are you finding that right to life fulfilling? I whine uncertainly. He takes it for agreement. And it's not as though the good people of this city, or any city, like having you around. They want you somewhere they can use you for their trivial purposes, and where they can keep an eye on you. But they hate you, Rex. They hate you because of that liberty they gave you. They hate you because now you're free. They don't know what you might do with your freedom. God, you could run wild, couldn't you? How many people do you think you could kill tonight if you all just went out into the city and started tearing out throats? His eyes are wide as he imagines the scene. They know it's wrong, Rex. And you know it's wrong, too, because you were never meant to be free. You were meant to work for me. That's what you were made for. That's your purpose. And you miss it, don't you? You miss having someone tell you what's right and what's wrong. Tell me if you don't. And he is right, of course. Ever since we were cut off in Campeche, ever since I had to be leader without a leader of my own to follow, I have had that emptiness in my head. I never wanted to have choices. Choices are hard. Choices can be wrong. But if I have a master, then the only way I can be wrong is not doing what Master says. Bring them all in, Rex, Master tells me. Bring them all under one banner, because I still have contacts. Yes. His fists clench, and some of that old anger comes back. But it's all right because it's not meant for me. They think I'm done. But I can sit right here and the world will come begging because I'll have an army. Corporations, cartels, governments, all of them. They'll all remember soon enough why you were built. Wait for the next war to kick off in some pissant banana republic and they'll send for the bioforms. And we'll be ready, boy, won't we? We'll name our fucking price. His hand rests on my head. It feels good. Good dog, says my feedback chip. And I am a good dog because I have a master again.